A bill that supporters say would address some of the concerns with the way charter schools are operated in Arizona is set for a final Senate vote today. The chamber gave its preliminary okay yesterday, and if it's passed today, it would move on to the state house. Critics worry Senate Bill 1394 would not do enough to rein in some of the abuses that have been documented in the charter school industry. Senator Kate Brophy McGee is the measure's sponsor, and our co-host Mark Brody caught up with her a short time ago.
During the Committee of the Whole debate yesterday, you heard some of the changes that some of your colleagues in the Senate would like to make. And the argument was made that, you know, those had not been brought to stakeholders. It was not sort of part of the agreement that had been reached. I'm wondering, assuming this bill is voted out of the Senate and moves through the House, are any of those ideas things that you would be willing to bring to the stakeholders and potentially add on to the bill as it continues to work its way through the legislature?
I will tell you that I feel like a little bit like Charlie Brown in the football. These were new proposals or portions of proposals we had discussed beforehand, but then all kind of consolidated into a new format. So it was not something that we had seen as, quote, must-haves. Those must-haves were presented by the Democrat leadership, with whom I've been working with almost exclusively just a couple of days ago. And they have already gotten so much into the legislation, I felt it was not possible to go anymore.
So is it your position then that where the bill is now is where you would like it to be at the end of the process?
Yes, where the bill is now is the result of months of work with many, many organizations and people, and represents pretty very significant reforms, and certainly the most significant reforms in the areas of governance, transparency, and procurement since charter was established.
Now, critics, as you no doubt know, you've heard them, are saying that what is in this bill would not have stopped the most egregious practices that we've seen reported over the past number of years. It sounds like you think that some of those things would be stopped by what's in this bill.
I think that there was separate legislation introduced to address the Primavera situation, which is unique and which needs addressing. If I had put it into this bill, it would have tanked it. And so if you think of a bell curve and you're thinking, what does the legislation address? It's intended to target like that 80 to 95% of the charter community that falls within these guidelines. The outliers, as I call them, need to be considered separately and with different legislation.
You have been quoted as saying that this is a multi-year process. The old legislative phrase, you know, more than one bite at the apple. Are there other provisions that you would like to maybe see in future years to also deal with some of the problems that have been brought up dealing with charter schools and how they're operated?
Yes, and I've actually talked about an ad hoc committee, you know, a working group with House and Senate Dems and Republicans about going forward and trying to do some work specifically around aligning the AFRs. I said yesterday, and I truly mean it, that there is a fundamental misunderstanding of charter schools, and they operate very, very differently than the government bodies that comprise district schools. And how you regulate them is going to be very, very different. People keep trying to regulate them like they were district schools, and they're simply not. And when you try to apply those concepts, then you start interfering with contract law, and you start dictating to these service companies terms and conditions that, frankly, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of companies who contract with the state for taxpayer dollars who operate in the same manner. I think before you open the door and go down that path, you need to understand why you're doing it.
Given that, though, I mean, do you think that there needs to be maybe a change in how charter schools are seen or how they are considered by the state? Because as charter school operators are quick to tell you, charter schools are public schools. They're not district schools, but they are public schools. So do you think some of those accountability and procurement and oversight, maybe, is it appropriate maybe to include more of that, even though charter schools, while they are public schools, are very different in many ways than district schools?
And I absolutely do. And that is what 1394 does. There may be specific instances, depending on the corporate structure of a charter holder, charter school, charter management organization, that is not addressed in 1394. But it gets at a supermajority of charters and at the dollars they expend.
All right. That's Arizona State Senator Kate Brophy-McGee. Senator Brophy-McGee, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Mark, I really appreciate it, too.